Hello and welcome to Finch Shorts Daily. In today's episode, we tell you about India's rooftop solar ambitions and the hurdles in its path. Before we start today's episode, here's a quick side note from Team Ditto. If you're a person who's great at communicating and are enthusiastic to join our team, Ditto is looking to recruit new insurance advisors. You don't even need to know about insurance. We would train you from scratch and you can enjoy working remotely with a great team. If you're interested or know someone who is, please click the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. Indians are using a lot more electricity than before. The per capita consumption is rising at a fast clip. But unfortunately, 70% of our electricity needs end up being fueled by coal. Now, we don't need to explain to you that coal is a dirty fossil fuel that spews a lot of harmful emissions during its use. So you can't claim that it's environmentally friendly. Also, another issue is that we end up importing truckloads of coal to meet our needs. We spent a gargantuan sum of money, nearly 4 lakh crore rupees last year on imports. So by switching away from coal and to solar energy, we kill two birds with one stone. We have sunlight in abundance and can simply tap into this free natural resource. Some reports say that there's no other country in the G20 that receives more sunlight than us, India. And in this way, we get to fulfill the renewable energy promises we've made to the world while saving our valuable foreign exchange reserves too. That's why everyone's excited about the new scheme. But hang on a minute. We already had a scheme to promote rooftop solar initiatives, didn't we? Whatever happened to that? Well, you're right. In 2014, the government did go all guns blazing to promote a solar mission. It wanted to see 100 gigawatts worth of solar panels powering India's energy needs, and it wanted 40 gigawatts of it to come from rooftops. Just to be clear, rooftop solar doesn't mean people's homes. It even includes small commercial buildings and office spaces. But the thing is, even as of December 2023, we only had around 11 gigawatts of rooftop solar power in place. And to make things even worse, residential places accounted for a measly 2.7 gigawatts of this pie. We are way behind schedule. So why were households so slow to embrace solar power, you ask? For starters, there was a lack of awareness. Even today, as per a study by CEEW, which is the Center on Energy, Environment and Water, less than 60% of people know about how these solar systems work. So without efforts to educate people on the long-term benefits, you're definitely going to face pushback. Especially since these solar panels don't come cheap. A typical home in India needs around 3 to 5 kilowatts of power. And setting up solar panels needed for just 1 kilowatt costs around 51,000 rupees as per government data. This meant a household would have to shell out anywhere between 1.5 to 2.5 lakh rupees to set these panels up on their rooftops. Now, if you are setting up a new home, you will probably tack on these costs and go ahead with the installation. But for existing homes, you will think twice before taking up the financial burden. Okay, but didn't the government subsidize these installations? They did. They were trying to make it more affordable. But in many cases, the subsidies didn't hit the consumers' bank accounts on time. There were inordinate delays. Now you can imagine that people would have discussed these with their neighbors too. The word would have spread and people would have grown even more wary. The trust deficit builds. And you don't really want to take a loan to finance this endeavor, do you? Now even if you wanted a loan because you realized that you could cut your electricity bill, loans weren't easy to come by. Banks and financial institutions didn't focus on special solar loans. So people would have to resort to personal loans that came with high rates of interest. Ergo, it simply doesn't make sense for a lot of folks. And there was one more problem. Setting up on-grid solar. This simply means connecting your rooftop solar units to the country's electricity grid. That way, when the sun is shining bright, the excess electricity can be transferred to the grid and others can use it. And the person could earn money off of this too. Maybe by way of a deduction on the final electricity bill. But to do that, you needed buy-in from DISCOMs, which is power distribution companies. These are the folks who ensure electricity gets to where it's needed, such as your home. So they're in charge of all the infrastructure needed, the transformers, the power cables, the utility grid that could tap into your solar system, all of that stuff. But the issue was that DISCOMs weren't a big fan of the shift towards solar. Why, you ask? Well, most of them have long-term agreements with the GenCos, the ones that make the electricity, and they purchase the electricity at a predetermined quantity and rate. So they're stuck. And if consumers start using solar power en masse, they will lose out on revenue. So every time you seek the DISCOM's approval to set up a rooftop solar system, they would sit on the application for ages and delay approval. So yes, all these problems put a spanner in the works of our rooftop solar ambitions, and we don't know how much of this is really sorted now. The issues could crop up again as we strive to hit the 1 crore mark. But the real question is getting to 1 crore households feasible, or is it just a gimmick? Well, the CEEW report had something else that was quite interesting. They divided the Indian residential solar market into 3 parts. Number 1, what if all suitable rooftops were covered end-to-end by solar panels? That's the technical potential, and they say this could be worth 637 gigawatts. Number 2, but we know that's not possible, so we need to look at potential through the lens of economic viability. When they did this, the market narrowed to 102 gigawatts. Number 3, finally, we need households to agree to this. And for that, they will conduct an analysis of the trade-off between the upfront costs that they have to bear today versus how long it will take to recoup these costs through electricity savings. This is the true market potential. And this could just be 11 gigawatts without any subsidy. So how many households would that entail? Well, let's make some assumptions to get there. We already told you that a typical household needs 3 kilowatts worth of solar units to run effectively. But let's assume that if you include rural and urban areas, the average drops to 2 kilowatts. Based on that, we have roughly 55 lakh households with this market potential currently. That's not enough to meet the ambitious new goal, is it? So what's the way out, you ask? In one word, subsidies. The government already provides incentives for people shifting to solar, but they might have to do more. They might have to ramp up the money being doled out by a fair bit, especially since a few state governments have resorted to doling out free electricity too. There are families in Bengaluru who receive a 0 rupee electricity bill every month based on their consumption. Why would they take the hassle and cost of installing solar panels on their roofs now? So yes, hitting the magical 1 crore figure isn't going to be a walk in the park, but let's cross our fingers and hope for the best. Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.